Hey, what's happening? It's Jesse here, 5 in the morning, and I'm going to come on here and just share something encouraging. Last night, an amazing night of evangelism. We actually baptized 2 people in the Ocean City Ocean at around 9 p.m. It was amazing. God is so good. And it was just an amazing time sharing Christ on the boardwalk. And I got home from just a great, amazing night, seeing people come to the Lord. Just God was doing mighty things. And I came home, I was all fired up, and I was a little bit hungry, right? And so Ellie had some leftover meatballs. Amazing wife, praise the Lord for her. So I had some meatballs, I had 3 meatballs, and then I decided to have a brownie, which was delicious. And then I was like, well, I gotta have milk with the brownie. So I had milk, brownie, 3 meatballs. And I forgot this about myself because I was just tired. I was hungry. I was excited. Usually when I eat, what's going on here with my hair? Usually when I eat before bed, I can't really sleep good. And so I ate too much of those meatballs, brownies, and milk. And having a rough night of sleep tonight. And you know, the Lord just said, why don't you spend time with me instead of just kind of tossing and turning in bed. So I just, you know, went in the living room, put down the little pillow thing, went on my knees and just started praying and seeking the Lord and worshiping and just thanking him for the day and thanking him for all the blessings that he provided and just asking him for more wisdom and asking him for more breakthrough and asking him for just more opportunities for soul winning and asking him for wisdom for how to manage my finances and just crying out to the Lord for different things. And you know, I thought about this, like, God works everything together for good, right? Even things that you seem, that you think are a waste or kind of something silly, like overeating before bed, actually becomes a mini trial, a mini hardship that was pretty much my fault. But in that, it becomes an opportunity to get closer to God in the restlessness of a sleepless night. And sometimes when we go through things in life, we see them as problems, not opportunities. But really, everything that happens, if you look to the Lord in it, it becomes an opportunity to get closer to God, even in suffering, and the smallest suffering to the biggest suffering. I'm reading a book right now called The Heavenly Man by Brother Yun, and how he's persecuted in prisons in China and seeking God even in the midst of torture. And it just reminds me of like how easy we have it in this world. But you know, through our hardships and through whatever unexpected things are happening in our life, turn your worry into worship, turn the pain into praise, turn the setback into a setup to seek the Lord, turn the affliction to an altar and make an altar to God. And you'll find that you'll start thanking him even for your trials, even for the little things, because man, everything is an opportunity to know him in fellowship with him, even in suffering. As Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and fellowship with him in suffering. And my suffering is really nothing, just it's a little restless night, you know. I've been sleeping great lately, so haven't had a restless night in a while. But I just want to encourage you with whatever you're going through, it might be an opportunity to get closer to God. It's an opportunity in disguise, and the disguise is a problem. But see it as an opportunity, and see it as a, you know, a calling for Jesus to say, hey, come deeper with me, come closer to me, and he'll reward you for that. He'll bless you. He'll show you more. So I encourage you to seek him in this time. It's a time to seek the Lord. Hebrews 6:11-6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So have faith, please God, and seek his face.